Your mom told you not to get a tattoo. Well, now that magnificent body art could become a sort of biometric identifier for law enforcement. The National Institutes of Standards and Technology and the FBI want to use tattoos to help identify people. They might be suspects or victims of natural disasters. NIST shared some of the initial results of its research at a recent workshop. May Ahn is a computer scientist with NIST. She joins me now with more on that identification effort. Ms. Ahn, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
All right, so why is NIST exploring tattoo recognition? What's going on here?
Well, so tattoos have been used for many years to assist law enforcement in supporting identification of criminals and victims, and also for investigative research purposes. And currently, tattoos are collected as a part of the booking process. And historically, law enforcement agencies have followed the ANSI/NIST standard to collect and assign keyword labels to tattoos. And the standard contains 70 class labels, but unfortunately, they're inadequate because the labels are too coarsely defined. So tattoos commonly seen in operations such as cross, heart, prayer hands, aren't covered in the standard. And there's also subjectivity in human annotation, as the same tattoo can be labeled differently between examiners. There's huge inter-class variation. For example, Wildcat can be labeled as cat, Hello Kitty can be labeled as cat, but they're very, very visually different. So the shortcomings of the keyword-based tattoo image retrieval has driven the need for automated image-based tattoo recognition capabilities. So what we're looking for are, using the actual features of the image to match with other visually similar tattoos.
And so this would be like minutia of a tattoo? Would that be a good analogy?
I would use features. Yeah, features. Minutia is for fingerprints, but I would use features for the tattoo image.
So is the goal to build a database of tattoos such that there would be some kind of a recognition algorithm to match a tattoo that is encountered in a situation in real life with one stored in a database?
Yeah, so right now, the FBI has a database that's being fed by state and local law enforcement. And the goal really is to be able to someday offer a service, a search service that's driven by image-based tattoo matching, because currently it's a text-based service that they offer. And because of all the problems that I just mentioned prior, the text-based search isn't very effective.
So in other words, if you say the word, skull, then there's probably 10 million tattoos that have a skull with them,
exactly.
And that doesn't get you very close to it.
Right, because there can be many variations of what a skull could look like.
Or a skull with dagger surrounded by snake, there's probably 5 million of that one.
Right, so embellishments around the primary content could also pose issues with finding the right match as well.
All right, so tell us about the research effort and how did who was involved and who did NIST bring together and what kinds of people contributed to this?
Right, so in September of 2014, NIST launched the Tattoo Recognition Challenge activity. And what we did was the FBI Biometric Center of Excellence provided us with a data set that was partitioned into 5 operational use cases. And we put out the data set and the use cases and had research organizations, submit their results by running their algorithms on the data set to NIST. And the culminating activity was a workshop that we hosted on June 8th here at NIST, where we went over the preliminary research results for the 5 operational use cases that were represented in the data set. And we had 6 technology development organizations who submitted to NIST come and present their findings and also tell us what the successes, challenges were, and also recommendations for follow-on activities to help progress development. And what we saw from the state of the art there were 3 use cases where the algorithms fared quite well in. And this included tattoo detection. Can you detect whether this image contains a tattoo or not? What we call tattoo identification. So matching the same tattoo from the same person over time. And then region of interest, matching a small portion or a region of a tattoo with the bigger canvas from where it came from. And those use cases, the algorithms fared quite well in. And then there's more development that needed to be done on what we call tattoo similarity. So matching visually similar or related tattoos from different people and different body locations, and also what we call mixed media. So matching a non-tattoo, for example, a symbol or computer graphic graffiti to a tattoo image in a gallery. And those use cases, need more development.
But it sounds like those use cases might be useful to the FBI or other law enforcement organizations in looking, for example, for gangs.
Right. So for gang affiliations, those use cases are useful. Also, the symbol, for example, being able to, find, okay, well, here's a symbol. What does it mean? Where have we seen that symbol before? Who has it? So, yeah, I mean, things of that nature, the applications for law enforcement would be useful. But for the tattoo identification use case, for example, being able to find the person that you're looking for who has this tattoo also has applications in supporting identification of individuals.
We're speaking with May Ahn. She's a computer scientist with NIST. And you mentioned earlier a word that I think probably plays into this, and that is substrate, because you pointed out the difference between tattoo features and, say, the minutiae in fingerprints, because the fingerprint is of itself and the substrate doesn't matter as much once a print is lifted, whereas a tattoo is on somebody's body. And so there might be a freckle in the middle of it or something. I don't know. And would that be part of the feature that could be included in the imagery database?
So it's interesting you mentioned that because, fingerprint minutiae. I mean, you can see that, there's a number of there's a limited number of, types of minutiae that we've seen. But for tattoos, I mean, there's a huge variety of features that can be extracted from the tattoo and the shape, colors, designs. It's infinite given, the amount of, data that can be extracted. What we've seen in the operational data, though, when tattoos are collected, are a number of distractors, such as clothing or backgrounds, that exist in an image. So algorithms that poses challenges to the algorithms. So they actually have to somehow, black out those distractors before they can actually extract the tattoo image to do matching on. So those types of things poses problems. And one of the things that we discussed at the workshop are, potentially improving the current standards to collecting tattoos, things like illumination and, different backgrounds poses challenges to algorithms because they're distracting. Also, what we ran into, extremely faded tattoos and tattoos that changed over time. So you've got a base tattoo and then over time it gets filled in. That changes the features that get extracted from the tattoo, and those pose challenges as well to computer vision algorithms.
Also, if you take a picture of it and you take it up close, it would be a different perspective, wouldn't it, than, say, a surveillance camera, which would be a telephoto effect, and so maybe the features wouldn't match up in the two images.
Yeah, so, I mean, orientation and angles and things like that were also discussed at the workshop and are also challenges.
Do you think for forensic purposes, someday this could be sophisticated enough such that the style of the person who applied the tattoo could be identified and you could reverse engineer where a tattoo was given and maybe that could be used as, possible witness or something in a case?
Well, so, I mean, different artists have different styles, but what we could do is, try and match up the tattoo design to tattoo books, for example, and be able to do more investigative research that way.
And of the researchers involved with you, were any of them people that might be body arted themselves, so they would have experience in this area?
Yeah, so some of the folks that we worked with at the FBI actually have a number of tattoos on them, and some of them are ex-police officers that have dealt with people who have tattoos also. So, yes, we had that type of, knowledge working with the folks at FBI.
And so what is the next step for this research? How will this get turned into, will there be a special publication on it?
Well, right now we're still in the preliminary research stages. We will have a report that comes out that talks about the culminating results that we discussed at the workshop. And moving forward, there are a number of things that we need to do in terms of progressing development. Things such as, you know, putting out better practices for tattoo collection. Also, some training information for the folks who are actually collecting the tattoo data in the field. And we'd also like to put out more data for the technology developers to be able to further develop their algorithms and potentially some additional use cases that we identified at the workshop as well.
All right. Mayon is a computer scientist at NIST. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.